We will now move into petitions. First petition up on the agenda is spearfishing.
Mr. Chairman, the first petition on the agenda there, number 10, spearfishing. This was brought forward by Mr. Brian Pauly. I do not believe Brian is here today, and I guess I'll ask quickly if he is joining via the Zoom call. Last I saw, I did not see his name unless he was joining by phone. So, Brian, are you on the phone or the Zoom call today? Brian Pauly. Okay. So, Mr. Chairman and members of the Commission, I'll just go into the petition as was presented by Mr. Pauly, and if he does join or is trying to get on, we'll start to give him that opportunity to visit. And as we go through these, I may ask some other staff to jump in and give you a few more details as well, or try to help answer questions that you may have. So again, the first petition has to do with spear fishing.
Looks like he's on. Looks like he's over the phone.
Brian, are you there?
Yeah, I'm trying to call in over the phone. Can you guys hear me?
We can. Thanks for joining, Brian. If you'd like to take a moment to speak to the commissioners about your petition and your reasons and justification for bringing this forward to them for their consideration.
Yeah, thank you all. The reason for bringing the petition forward, as stated in the petition, is that there's an opportunity, I feel, that exists for expanded spearfishing harvest of game fish species. Over the last 5 years or so, Game Fish and Parks has allowed game fish spearing on limited lakes, particularly East River and along the Missouri River Lake. And in conversation with current fisheries staff, and all of the research and the data indicates that those opportunities should be expanded to include more water bodies, not just the limited water bodies that are currently open. And so that was the motivation behind bringing this petition forward.
Okay. Thank you, Brian. Appreciate that. Maybe just ask you to hold on in case the commissioners have any other questions. Mr. Chairman, members of the commission, you heard from Mr. Pauly, who submitted the petition. We did have internal discussions on this particular topic as well. You know, in the grand scheme of things, we don't see this as a real biological impact to fish populations in various lakes. But what we do know is when it comes to the concept and the discussion around spearfishing, it's more of a social issue. In particular, there are folks that have concerns over spearfishing and looks at it as if potentially taking away some of the other game fishing opportunities away, whether they're a shore fisherman, a fisherman from the boat, or a combination thereof. So we oftentimes hear some of the social discussions around this particular topic. But what we do offer to you is based on conversation, as the petition is brought forward, it certainly opens up more opportunity across the state. As described by Mr. Pauly and written in his petition, this would not remove some of those exceptions that are in place. For an example, lakes that we manage for muskies, that those lakes would still not be allowed for the spear fishing opportunities, or some other specific lakes that we do have in place, for example, for walleye fishing as well. It would certainly open up some more opportunities. So based on those couple of parameters and what we know about spear fishing and the unlikelihood of a potential biological impact, our recommendation to you would be to accept this petition and at least put it out for public comment. to see what folks think about expanding that spear fishing opportunities across the state of South Dakota. Again, purely from the social aspect, and to hear what folks have to say, that would be our recommendation to you. So, Mr. Chairman, I'll turn it back over to you. Fishery staff available on hand to answer any questions you may have, and we'll stand by for questions if you so desire.
Thank you, Tom. Commissioners, any comments? Commissioner Locken.
Yeah, Commissioner Locken here. Could somebody answer how is this being done? Is it at night with lights? Is it in a canoe? Give me a little background on that.
I'm going to let John Lott, our section chief, answer some of those questions for you, Commissioner.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chair, members of the Commission, Secretary Roland. When you start talking about spearing and the allowance of administrative rule for it, it actually includes a number of ways to take fish. You've got underwater spearing. You've got surface spears, which are often used in the wintertime to spear through the ice. Bow and arrow are also included in there as are crossbows. There's a number of methods to take, and when you're talking about game fish, it would all depend on the time of the year. And currently with game fish, it's a sunrise to sunset, or I believe half an hour before sunrise to half an hour after sunset period that you're able to do that. With boats at night, currently that would be limited to raw fish, and typically that would be bow and arrow that are used.
Are there any problems hitting the side slots or anything? Where do we stand on that?
Through the chair, there the same regulations apply to spearers or bull fishers that would apply to standard anglers with hook and line, in that size restrictions are in place, and it's the responsibility of the person harvesting fish to stay within home. There are those precautions in administrative rule, as an example, though, for muskies or lakes that were actively managing muskies or close to spearing, with the idea that there may be some confusion there between spearing and pike and muskie. But those size restrictions are in place. There is an example. We have a 15-inch minimum on Lake Sharp, and to my knowledge, there are not a lot of incidences where the size limit is an issue with underwater spears.
Questions? Any others? Commissioner
Whitmire. Again, follow up to Commissioner Locken's question on the 15-inch, for example. Because of that difficulty, is that really a popular sport? I mean, I just, when you get into a body of water that's got a slot, I've got to think that this is so challenging not to take an undersized fish or oversized. And just that presentation of that challenge is going to limit how popular is the theory.
It's actually a very small percentage of licensed anglers who participate in spearing and bull fishing. It's a small enough percentage that we believe the impact of the harvest of spearers and bull fishers is pretty much negligible. With regards to how often it occurs and location, one of the big limitations for spearing and bull fishing is the clarity of the water. And there is an example on the Missouri River. We at times have very clear water, even in Oahu at times we don't. But with underwater spearing, you're usually spearing fish only a few feet away from you when you're actually spearing them. And with some practice and experience and by erring on the side of caution, you don't seem to have that much issue with the 15-inch minimum length limit. With regards to walleye, we don't have a lot of bodies of water right now that have size limits in place on those bodies of water.
Yes.
So back in 2017, I just followed some expiration at that time, so excuse me, but there were a number of lakes that were identified reservoirs, what they look like here, that where that was modeled. Do you recall the reasoning on why we just didn't open it to all lakes at that time? You know, why we selected like Bitter and Long Bay and Sudog, for example?
Historically, there has been a lot of caution on expanding spearfishing and bull fishing opportunities. Initially, there was, there's still maybe on the part of some anglers this idea that it isn't a proper method of take. It should always be by hook and line, and spearing or bull fishing isn't proper, it's cheating. That, I think, has diminished over time. With the increase in the waters in 2017, we had a request then to expand opportunities as well. And we asked staff in fisheries management areas to provide us a list of waters that they believe would provide opportunity. So at some point in the year, they'd have that clarity of water, either under the ice or in the spring. And that would have populations of fish that would make it reasonable to be able to harvest fish by spearing and bull fishing. So we started with that list. To the best of my knowledge, we have not seen a lot of conflicts or impact as a result of that.
Commissioner Frank. On like
the bow hunting, fish, the high percentage of it taking part, there are other species that take it.
Through the chair, with bull fishing, the majority of it is the rough fish. It occurs both during the day and the rough fish at a night that you're able to bull fish, spear, whatever, for rough fish. And there, what we see when you're talking about game fish, the species that I know of that are routinely taken by bow and arrow, again, it would have to be between a half hour before sunrise to half an hour after sunset if it's a game fish. They would be mostly salmon and white bass in very specific situations. Salmon in the fall is an example on Lake Oahe when they're cruising the shoreline. And then at times white bass in some of our lakes, they would have the clarity in May when they're in shallow.
Anything else from the commission? Thank you. If not, I will entertain a motion to move it tonight.
Oh, okay.
Moved by Mr. Spring, but second by Mr. Bean. Discussion.
Mr. Chair.
Mr. Wimmer.
Yeah, I too would. I'm inclined to call the staff suggestion that let's move this ahead to get public input. I guess I'd like to know if anglers out there feel if they found that the addition in 2017 of the listed lake is pretty much a non-event and are fine with it, I guess I've got no reason to go get stuff. I would be in favor of it.
Commissioner Larkin here. I'm in favor of moving it forward, but we sure need some public input on this. I can see some things where, you know, there's maybe times of the year when maybe they're pretty easy targets and stuff like that. I'd just like to know a little bit more about it, because we get people doing a lot of investment in it, and then if we have to backtrack, we'll be locked into something we're not wanting to have.
Mr. Chairman and Commissioner Lockton, in respect to public input, so again, like any other petition or proposal, should you, as a commission body, approve this and move this forward, then this would kick it into the rule promulgation process, which would include that two commission meetings of public comment, public input, and so there would be ample time. We'll make sure to get that out there so people are aware of it, and you will get public comment on this so that you'll be able to make your
more and defined and educated decision when it comes time to finalization should be moved forward with it as a petition.
Sounds good. All right. I move the second to discuss. All commissioners in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Chair says aye. Opposed. Motion carries. Thank you. Next on the